Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
Certainly is, and this morning we're chatting with Robin May, who is a PhD student undertaking a joint project between the Auckland Bioengineering Institute and the Liggins Institute at the University of Auckland, and she's looking at the connection between preterm babies and later in life heart disease. Kia ora, Robin, how are you this morning?
Kia ora, thank you so much for having me. I'm really well. How are you?
Good, it's great to chat to you. This sounds like really interesting and important research. How did you end up in this field?
Thank you so much. I trained as a medical doctor in South Africa, and I didn't really choose pediatrics. Pediatrics chose me as soon as I started working with babies. I just knew this is it. This is what I want to do. But at some point I realized that as a doctor, you're really only helping the baby that's directly in front of you, whereas as a researcher, you could potentially help so many more babies. And that's really what drew me to research in this area.
Absolutely. When did you sort of find yourself working in this kind of preterm baby space? Was that always something you were interested in too, or did the kind of project find you?
I have to say it was a series of lucky coincidences that the project really found me. I've had a really varied background from working as a doctor in South Africa, actually in the neonatal intensive care unit, to moving to New Zealand and working at the Liggins Institute, where I was involved with large clinical trials, working with moms and babies research, and to my current position at the Auckland Bioengineering Institute as a doctoral researcher.
That's what I was going to say, is it's an interesting thing to kind of go from that practical space back into this research area. As you say, you know, you can help a lot of people through this, and your research is looking at some like really long-term potential effects of being born preterm. Let's start with the basics. What is a preterm baby for folks who might not know?
So preterm birth is defined as a baby who is born before 37 completed weeks of gestation.
So that's nice and easy, but what does that kind of, I guess, potentially mean for a kid?
Yeah, because they're born early, all of their systems in their body are immature. So they run into a large range of complications shortly after birth. The most common one is because the lungs are underdeveloped, they often have trouble breathing. But they also often have cardiovascular instability, things like low blood pressure. And if you're not getting enough blood to the brain, that can lead to neurodevelopmental issues when they grow up. But even if they get through this neonatal period with all of those short-term complications looked after, when they're adults, they also have a greater risk of cardiovascular disease, things like high blood pressure, heart disease, and stroke as adults.
So that's quite, an alarming thing to find out, but useful to know. And is that what your research is kind of, focusing on, is trying to understand maybe these links?
Yeah, absolutely. There are many, many theories and a huge body of research looking at all the possible reasons that could be underlying this greater risk of cardiovascular disease in adulthood. And I'm just looking at one tiny part of that. I'm investigating the structure and the function of the heart in these newborns who are born early and comparing that to babies who are born fully grown and on time.
And what kind of stuff have you found so far?
I'm very early in my research. I am in just starting the third year of my PhD, and I'm busy doing a clinical study where I'm collecting ultrasound data. Measuring the structure and function of the heart in these babies. So I don't have any super interesting results yet, but watch the space, it's coming.
Sounds like a really interesting clinical process, though. Tell us a wee bit about what that's like.
Oh, it's absolutely amazing. I think I'm really fortunate coming from a clinical background to be back in the hospital. I recruit babies 1 or 2 days after birth, and that's a very valuable time in the life of a new parent. So I'm so incredibly grateful that people are still willing to participate in research when it's such a special time.
Yeah, absolutely. And what kind of team are you working with? Is it just you kind of hustling away on this, or have you got a few people around you? How's that kind of looking?
I think there are different types of doctoral projects. Because I'm bringing together two very disparate groups of people, the clinical researchers from the ligands and the engineers from the Auckland Bioengineering Institute, it's really only me that's kind of bridging the gap.
Well, you're doing a good job there. What are you hoping your research might lead you to? I mean, you're very early in it, but what are you hoping it might be useful for?
So I am developing a computational model of the cardiovascular system of these newborn babies for term and preterm babies. And we're hoping that we'll be able to individualize our models for the specific baby in front of us. And that is called a clinical digital twin. It will give us predictions of useful hemodynamic things that doctors might need to know, like predictions of blood pressure and blood flow specific to this baby, and we're hoping that that could be really useful in the kind of neonatal intensive care hospital environment. And beyond that, we're hoping that these models will also help us understand if they can simulate the term versus the preterm cardiovascular systems. We're hoping that that will then help us understand how preterm babies' hearts are different and how that contributes to this greater risk of cardiovascular disease later in life.
Well, it sounds really interesting and as I said at the start, really important research as well with the long-term potential impact there. Robin, thank you so much for speaking with us about your work this morning. Have a really great rest of your Tuesday.
Thank you so much. Same to you.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn! Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.